Who really controls the world? Do you think it is God, humankind, or someone else? What the Bible says. The evil one controls the whole world. 1 John 5:19. The Son of God came to destroy the devil's work. 1 John 3:8, New Century Version. What that can mean for you? Logical explanations for the world's problems. Reason to believe that our world will change for the better. Can we really believe what the Bible says? Yes, for at least three reasons. Satan's rulership is doomed. Jehovah is determined to bring Satan's control over mankind to an end. He promises to bring to nothing the devil and undo all the damage that Satan has caused. Hebrews 2:14, New World Translation. God has chosen Jesus Christ to rule the world. Jesus is the complete opposite of this world's present cruel, selfish ruler. Concerning Jesus' kingship, God promises, He will have pity on the lowly and the poor. From oppression and from violence He will rescue them. Psalm 72:13 and 14. God cannot lie. The Bible plainly states, It is impossible for God to lie. Hebrews 6:18. When Jehovah promises to do something, it is as good as done. The ruler of this world will be cast out. John 12:31. A question to think about. What will the world be like after its ruler is removed? The Bible answers that question at Psalm 37:10 and 11 and Revelation 21:3 and 4. To learn more without cost, read Lesson 5 of the brochure, Good News from God.